Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Supchurch. Today's guest is going to help us get healthy. And of course, we work with people that want to have more success, that want to make more money, improve their businesses, be healthier. We also explore world news. We explore our universe. Our website, of course, is believe.love. You can also find us on YouTube at youtube.com/believeloves you and on iTunes, believeiTunes.com. Now, our guest today in the category of health and wellness is Ashley James. Ashley James is a business owner. She's also has a great podcast called Learn True Health. You can find her at learntruehealth.com. She has an amazing story, and on her show, through interviews, basically she has expert guests teach listeners how to gain health naturally or become more healthy naturally through holistic medicine, diet, supplementation, and lifestyle changes. So Ashley James, how are you?
Thank you so much. What I love about your show is you teach people how to become healthy, wealthy, and wise. And that's actually what holistic medicine is all about. Holistic medicine is about gaining balance in all areas of life. When we're as entrepreneurs, we tend to only want to focus on business and we let other areas of our life slip. And ultimately, then our business suffers. So I love to teach people how to nurture their body and nurture their mind and their spirit in a way that they can gain success in all areas of their life.
That's right, Ashley. And so in terms of true success, in terms of how all of those things fit together, what would you say you've learned from the different masterminds you've been to, the different business things you've been to? How does everything you've mentioned, all of the things that you teach neuro-linguistic programming, you're a Reiki master, you teach about dietary supplementation, holistic medicine, but how does it all fit together in terms of people being able to have true success, to make money and to live a great life?
So I have had the privilege for a long time now, I'm just thinking about it, it has been about 20 years that I have been doing business coaching. I got to mentor under my father, who was a very successful business owner in Canada, and I ended up becoming an NLP master practitioner trainer. And that was sort of a lifetime ago. I traveled across Canada and I did trainings with sales staff and with managers and owners of electronics stores. And what I noticed very quickly, they wanted to learn about how to be the best they could be at sales. But within minutes of sitting at round tables and helping them, I discovered that what was really stopping them had nothing to do with sales and had everything to do with their emotional and mental health, where they were at in their life. If they had health issues, that was causing a distraction, that their energy was low. So I noticed that, you know, I wanted to go help someone improve their sales, but ultimately we spent almost no time training them on sales techniques. And we ended up working on having a breakthrough around their emotional health, around their mental health, and around their physical and spiritual health. And when I did that with them, then their sales went through the roof. So I thought, this is really interesting. People can make more money when they take the time to eat vegetables. I mean, I know it just sounds totally ridiculous, but I saw it over and over and over again. And it got me really excited. That's why I started to dive into and learn more about holistic health and learn more about spiritual health and mental health, because I kept seeing it was making people more money. And I love money because it is such a black and white thing. You're either making more money or you're not. So I could help people get results in their business. But I was really, really turned on to helping them get results in all areas of their life, because when I ended up helping these salesmen and these managers and these business owners, they ended up having better relationships, better relationship with their wife and their kids, like noticeably, like preventing divorce, increasing love. They ended up having a richer experience of their life outside of work, which made them be better at their work. And so I kept diving into this more and more. And when I started to develop health issues myself, I was looking for what I could do to get better. And all the MDs wanted to do is give me drugs over and over again. I went to so many specialists and it was just drugs, drugs, drugs. And so then I came upon naturopathic medicine and supplements, and changing my life in a way that was more holistic. And I was able to end diabetes. I had diabetes, now I don't.
Wow.
I'm on no medications. I had high blood pressure, now I don't. I used to have chronic adrenal fatigue, now I don't. All these things I was able to clear up with natural medicine. My husband had several health issues he cleared up. And I was also told when I was 19 that I was infertile, and now we have a 21-month-old
wow,
wonderful
congratulations.
Son. So yeah, thank you. So it's all from natural medicine. So my own personal journey of improving my health got me so excited that I launched the Learn Your Health podcast less than a year ago, and we just surpassed 500,000 downloads.
Congratulations. That's at learntruehealth.com, correct?
Yes, thank you. And if you go on iTunes, you'll see if you go on your phone, if you have an iPhone, you click the little purple icon that says podcasts, and then you go to categories and go to health, you'll see I'm number one. I've been number one for the last 10 months. And every day I get wonderful emails from people all around the world saying that my podcast is making a difference in their life. I tend to interview a lot of naturopathic physicians just because they, in my opinion, are the best doctors in the world. And there are so few of them. They have the best training when it comes to helping people get to the root cause and gaining balance in their life and health, true health. And but I also interview authors and experts and scientists. And my goal is to bring you all the tools you need so that you can learn how to achieve health in all areas of your life.
That's beautiful. So, and that's at learntruehealth.com. And then also in the health category on iTunes, that's you click the purple podcast icon, maybe on your iPhone, and you can find it under health. It's number one. So let me ask you, Ashley, before we explore more the beautiful health, I want to circle back to something you said about true success. And it's really interesting to me because you do more. You're a Reiki master. You do NLP. The direct correlation between somebody feeling healthy and happy, what are more specific things people can do? Because it sounds like when people feel healthy, happy, balanced, they're actually able to be successful with life, and then it transfers over to money and business. But
right.
What are some specific things people can do to truly be successful in your eyes?
So first, understand that money is a byproduct. It's a byproduct of success, right? It's a byproduct of everything you do. So if you go to bed earlier in the evening, you take the time to go to bed at 10 instead of at 1. And I know some people go like, for me, for example, oh, I'm so productive at 1 a.m. when everyone's asleep. Well, the next day you suffer, whether you know it or not, hormonally you suffer, energy-wise you suffer, your metabolism lowers. There's so many negative things to just those 3 hours at night. So if you went to bed 3 hours earlier, you would help your body mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually be healthier, and then you'd be more productive. And so it was the hardest thing for me to do because I'm such a night owl and I love sleeping in the morning, which are just like the worst combinations for an entrepreneur. But when I started to take my own advice and do things, I've had some great experts on the show sharing how to create what's called sleep hygiene. So for example, put your cell phone away, put your iPad away, stop watching TV, spend from 9 o'clock on, for example, don't look at a screen. Go read a book. There are some fantastic books out there. Or go, you know, be with your kids or go meditate or go for a walk or do something that doesn't involve screens, because the light coming off of a screen actually tells your pituitary gland to not produce melatonin, which is the hormone that tells you to fall asleep. And so by looking at a screen, you miss the cue that your body is tired. And then you go, oh, it's midnight. I'm not tired. I don't need to go to bed. And so we're being like bratty teenagers who are, you know, going to defy our parents and stay up all night. Meanwhile, you know, we're in our 30s and 40s and, you know, we really need to act like adults. So I had to kind of have a wake up call with myself. And once I turned off the screens and focused on actually having a winding down period, don't have anything plugged in by the bed. I had a whole episode with an expert on EMF pollution, and that having something plugged in near your bed or on the same wall as your bed can actually cause a electromagnetic field, because your bed is made up of coils and the frame is in most cases metal, or there's metal within your frame. And that magnifies the electromagnetic field, which then in turn will disrupt sleep patterns.
Well, I love that.
There are things that you can do to improve your sleep. When you improve your sleep, you have more energy, you have more mental clarity, you can make better decisions. So that's one of the first things I would do as an entrepreneur to improve health.
Yeah, sleep is so important, like you're saying. When you're happier and when you feel good during the day, you can do a better job. You communicate better with people, you feel better. Things aren't such a big problem if problems do arise. And I can tell people Flux is an app for the Mac, and it may be for Windows as well, but it actually changes the color temperature on your screen if you do have to have a screen on. But Ashley's advice is the best, but it'll actually take the blues out of your screen. And also on the iPhone, there's Night Shift, which I recommend, which I think is built into all of the iOS software, where it does the same thing. And in addition, regarding the EMFs in the bedroom, I recommend Orgonite and Orgone Energy. People look into those. There's little pyramids you can buy, and you can look into the research, O-R-G-O-N-E and Orgonite, O-R-G-O-N-I-T-E. And that can actually help to harmonize some of those waves throughout your house and your living area. So again, we're talking with Ashley James. Her website is learntruehealth.com. She helps people be healthy no matter who they are. And Ashley, in terms of your business, I'd love to ask you, how did you grow your podcast to become so successful?
I'd love to share that. I actually want to show you my blue light filter on my phone. I have it right there. And the second the sun goes down, I turn that on. Because when the sun goes down, think about how that we were living for, I don't know, how long we'll be around, millions of years, hundreds of thousands of years, however long humans have been around. We've only had screens for what, 70 years? I mean, in the household, probably less than that. Only within the last 40 years has it been most common to stare at screens at night. And so our brain is used to, when the sun goes down, that's when we go to bed. And when the sun gets up, that's when we wake up. And that's just how the circadian rhythm is supposed to work. And so I do have that app on my phone and on my
computer. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and it works. And I was so amazed it works. And there's also blue blocking glasses you can get.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I interviewed the creator, James Swanick, of Swanick's blue blocking glasses, and they're fascinating. He sent me a pair, and they actually work. I'm one of those really interesting health nuts where I'm skeptical about everything until I try it and it works.
Of course.
So I'm not like way. I don't believe in everything. I have to try it for myself. And the blue blocking glasses work because I'm one of those people where if I'm staring at a screen, I will be energized and wake and ready to go till 2 in the morning, or later. And I put on those glasses and I started to get really tired around 9 and 10. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I could go to bed. This is amazing. So it was like a drug. So it does work to block out or just don't even use screens.
Sure. That's
as far as how I built my podcast.
Yes.
Well, I was smart. I did my research. And of course, I built an email list first. I've been cultivating an email list for a while. And that's really important if you're going to launch anything online, if you're going to launch a new YouTube channel or YouTube show or podcast. The more you send traffic to it, the more it'll be upranked, right? Mm-hmm. So anytime you publish a new video, for example, you don't have to have a podcast. If you publish a new video on YouTube and you want people to find it and you think you've used the right keywords, then send traffic to it because it'll go up in relevancy. And then you'll reach more organic traffic. And so I definitely had that. I used the right keywords. And of course, I went after great guests. I started with the people that I already knew and loved. I'm friends with several naturopathic doctors because I'm passionate about it. I'm a total health geek. I'm kind of a naturopathic groupie. and they were thrilled to be on the show. And so I started off with the people that were interested in helping me, my friends that are experts in this area. And then I reached out to other experts that I knew had contacts, and I asked them to support me in my success and to let other experts know about me. And from that, I think I got all the way to episode 30. Just from referrals, just from friends of friends, mm-hmm. and contacts of contacts. And then because I very quickly, within about 2 weeks of launching, I hit number one in New and Noteworthy, and I've stayed there. People started to contact me. And of course, I have to be a bit more selective. I turned some people down.
Yeah, sure. Say, you only have so much
because
time.
I have to protect my listeners. And mm-hmm. so it wasn't the kind of in content or the quality of content that I wanted to, that I thought would be beneficial to them. And then the best thing to do is use, I like Acuity scheduling. But you use a type of scheduler. You don't have to use Acuity. I just happen to really like it. And so when I did find someone I wanted to interview, I sent them my scheduling link and I'd created a pre-interview form. So they filled out the pre-interview form and that gave me my show notes because wow. It is a full-time job running a podcast. You have to come up with all the show notes. You have to find the guests. You have to schedule the guests. You have to make sure they show up. You have to publish it. Then you have to promote it and it's just on and on and on. And so what I found is I could get the guests to essentially write my content and then I would just add a bit more I'm also a copywriter, so I'd add a bit more of my own to it. And then I'd be able to blast it out to the email list and send it on social media. And so I could drive more traffic to Stitcher and iTunes. And I'm in over 30 podcast directories, but most of my traffic comes from iTunes or my own website.
Sure.
And of course, so I focus mostly on sending people to iTunes.
Right.
And
that's
and
most of
the
traffic.
I started to switch over to send people to my website, but I always want to send people to iTunes to keep at
keep
the
people
one
subscribing because that helps the rankings. I know, right?
Yes, I ask for. I've done two contests now. I'm actually running a contest right now. It's fun. The first contest I did, I got a lot of great reviews and, I gave out one big prize. It was $100 worth of supplements and herbs and teas and
wow.
stuff like that. And that was great. And then I decided that this contest that I'm running right now, that everyone that applies for the contest, gets something. And so I'm going to actually physically mail something. It's a special prize. It's worth about $25 and I'm going to send it out to every single person. And I've got a lot of great, reviews. I've gotten reviews though, in between to the two contests. So people genuinely do want to leave a good review, but, it's really
contest
slow. You have to ask for reviews. Yeah. And I don't like nagging people, but that's why I make it fun, but you have to ask for reviews because, how iTunes will uprank you is subscribers, the number of subscribers, the number of ratings, the number of reviews, and the number of listens. And so that's the magic formula. And
sure.
if you just constantly push that, then it'll rank your podcast.
And how would you recommend if somebody's getting started, they don't have an email list yet, they need to work on building that, but you said if you have a valuable podcast, you've done a great episode, maybe you get one great guest, do you recommend sending Facebook traffic based on or AdWords traffic based on keywords to iTunes for that keyword or explain more? Because I noticed you mentioned something about that.
It's interesting that you're going to bring out the marketer in me. It's funny. I thought we were going to talk about health.
And we will. Yes.
Okay.
Because you help people do all of it.
I can talk about marketing all the time. I love talking about marketing. It's just funny because I don't want to turn anyone off who's only been here for health. But
No. Our show covers all of those categories. We have five main categories. This is one of them. So yeah, this is great.
I am a huge health nut. So for those who might not be as interested in the details of marketing, just hold on. We can talk about health.
That's right.
Do not believe you should spend money in ads unless you're capturing an email. It's wasteful marketing. I mean, wasteful advertising. You just have to think, like, I love Kevin O'Leary's quote, where money is like soldiers and I want to send them out to go capture currency and bring me back more. Do not spend money to send traffic to iTunes when you can't capture that person again, unless of course then you have to spend more money to capture the person, with that same audience. But the thing is that if you send them directly to iTunes, you can't put a pixel in iTunes. Mm-hmm. So you can't see if you really got conversion.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
So what I would do is I'd establish a relationship with them. I would, before you launch your podcast, take the time to create a great
list,
either webinar mm-hmm. or email to a freemium to a video series or to an audio series. or do a free ebook. But the thing is that most people are lazy and don't read. Unless you're going to put a free ebook up on Amazon, then you're attracting a different quality of customer, which is a great strategy. But if you're going to be launching a podcast and you want to attract podcast listeners, then create a free audio series, for example, which is much easier than a video series to create. Then you know you're attracting people that like to listen to audio, for example. So, but you want to capture their email and create a relationship with them so that when you send them to the podcast, they're actually going to hit subscribe. They're going to listen, right? So that's what I would do. But if you want to launch a podcast, you don't have big email list or have an email list, you can always enroll your friends and family. You probably have 200 people on your in your contacts in Google or Yahoo, or to be able to get them to go to iTunes when you first launch. And the first 2 weeks are really important for you to, every time you come up with an episode, you push all of your friends and family, which I did actually. I launched on my right around my birthday, and I asked, I launched right before my birthday, but then it which is March 7th, and then it got published to iTunes. And so I asked on my birthday, when you know how thousands of friends on Facebook are wishing you happy birthday,
sure,
and they're all coming to your wall. Well, I used my birthday as a marketing campaign. And in return, I said, I don't want any presents this year. All I want you to do is go to iTunes. And I gave them the link. And I said, I want you to subscribe and give me a rating and review and listen to these three episodes. Also, when you launch your three episodes. Launch your first episode.
At least three, right?
I'm sorry?
Yes, at least three, right? Have something there.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You should launch with at least three. The first episode should be, you launch with three. And then and then 2 days later, 3 days later, launch with another one. And then you just consistently bring them out. Also have a month's worth of episodes always ready to go. Use Libsyn's my favorite. I know there's a lot of different hosting out there, but Libsyn's was the number one. It's the first podcast hosting company. And so I go with Libsyn, and you can schedule your episodes. So just have a month in advance, because I learned the hard way. I ended up, which I like almost never get sick, I ended up with losing my voice.
Uh-oh.
And so, of course, this was like 6 months into the podcast. And thank God I had some episodes, because I wasn't able to do any interviews for like 2 weeks. It was really funny. So launch with three episodes. Your first episode should be an about you episode. It doesn't have to be long, but gives the story as to, and the why, the motivation as to why you're doing the podcast and what people are going to get out of listening to the podcast. And and then just leverage your friends and family.
And build your email list after that.
And
build your email list as you go. Keep going.
And mm-hmm. build your email list. Yeah, that's really important.
Build a relationship and send the people.
It's going to take mm-hmm. you, if you think about it, I started it was like November of last year, of 2016. 2015. It was November 2015 that I thought to myself, I want to do a podcast. So I started researching it, and then I didn't launch till March. And so that was all that time was spent researching, and then going out and getting guests, and then interviewing them, and then editing it, and getting ready to launch. So if you know right now that you want to do a podcast, think to yourself, it's going to actually launch in 4 to 5 months. Like give yourself, like set a goal. I had to set a goal for when I knew I was going to launch in March. And then you have time to build the email list while you're also asking for people to book as guests, you know, that kind of thing. So you'll have some time to build the email list as well.
Sure. And you can build it as you're working on your podcast by giving away good freebies, promoting maybe affiliate offers, or just giving away things for 4 months. Then people will really love you. They won't unsubscribe. So again, that's valuable advice on building a great podcast from the number one health podcast on iTunes, Learn True Health. So definitely go there and subscribe. I recommend subscribing as soon as you hear this, because it's a really great show. And we're talking to Ashley James again, who has a great podcast on health and wellness called LearnTrueHealth.com. Ashley, how can somebody who's been resisting being healthy actually start to become healthy? What can they do to kind of, maybe they're afraid, or they're pushing away, they've had some adversity. How can somebody get started being healthy?
I think there's a few questions in there. What do you mean by adversity?
Well, for example, you've had a great story where it sounds like what I'm reading, you know, from your bio, you struggled, it mentions on your website, learntruehealth.com, with health issues your adult life. Maybe you mentioned earlier there was some infertility, but now you have a beautiful child. When you were 19, you were told by an MD, again, you couldn't have kids. Your mom, you know, you've had some tough things, you know, anxiety, you know, stress. Your mom, you lost her to cancer when you were 22. I can't imagine. And maybe some of these things, we can start to make excuses. People are know they want to get healthy. They don't know where to get started. How does somebody get started, you know, overcoming things and finally getting on the path to being healthy and happy?
First, I think they need to forgive themselves for the past. What we tend to do in life is we tend to hold the past against us. I interviewed a few really amazing mental health counselors who blew my mind. And one of the things that one of them brought up was that if you look at the relationship we have with ourselves, like it was a relationship with two people, like a spouse, like a husband, wife, you'd call the cops on yourself. We are so abusive to ourselves. We really beat ourselves up. We constantly hold the past against ourselves. We're not very loving towards ourselves. And I think what we need to do is first forgive ourselves for the things that happened in the past. And yes, we need to take ownership, because all of the decisions that we made led us to where we are. But that doesn't mean we need to beat ourselves up about it, because that doesn't get us anywhere. We need to start looking at the relationship we have with ourselves like the like a relationship we want to have with someone we love. And so treat yourself with love and respect you would treat a child, and nurture yourself. Forgive yourself and give yourself that space to acknowledge that you're not happy with where you are. So it could be any area of your life. You're not happy with where you are emotionally or mentally or physically or monetarily. Wherever you are in your life, if there's an area of your life, and if you're human, you have an area of your life you're not happy in. And then we can begin to work on it. And how we begin to work on it is, first you have to see what you're not happy with. You have to acknowledge. It's sort of like in business, you need to have the numbers before you know what to fix, right? So if you don't have the numbers, you know what to fix. So find a naturopathic physician or find a really good MD. But the problem with MDs is that their training, it's like brainwashing. Their training is to go to drugs and surgery first. And they really have been trained to believe that the body cannot heal itself, that it needs some kind of intervention and the body cannot get back to a healthy state. That's their training. And so there are more MDs that are coming out of the woodwork that are rebelling from this system, this pharmaceutical system, and are learning holistic medicine. So it's great. So you can find a holistic MD, but please look for an ND first, naturopathic physician first. You can also find a really good health coach. There's a lot of really great health coaches out there, because ultimately what you want to do is you want to get your blood work. You want to just know the numbers, you know, get on the scale, know where you're at. Without judgment, without bias, without beating yourself up, just know where you are, where the numbers are. And a good ND will look at your numbers and go, and they're not going to go, oh, your cholesterol's high, here, take this medication. That's not their knee-jerk reaction. Like an MD, medical doctor, and a naturopathic doctor will go, okay, well, so I see you have your marker for inflammation's high, your marker for cardiovascular inflammation's high, that down the road can lead to heart disease. We really want to address why, what's causing that. Most of the time, stress, lack of sleep, lifestyle, and eating the wrong foods are causing that. And so you don't have high cholesterol because you have a drug deficiency, because you have a statin deficiency. You know, you don't have high inflammation, or you don't have hormone imbalance, or you're not overweight because you have a drug deficiency. So why is it that the first thing that MD doctors will go to is, here's a drug? Your body, everything you've done for the last 30 years has led you to where you are now. So we need to start to correct what's going on. That's why I said, start with sleep. Sleep's something easy you can do. Just go to bed 3 hours early. Your body, if you go to bed 3 hours early, you might even get enough sleep so that you wake up without the alarm clock. And then you begin to have more energy, and then your hormones begin to balance, and then you begin to eat better. Because when you have more energy and you have more mental clarity, you're not going to go for the sugary foods or the stimulating foods or the extra coffee that drain the adrenals and put additional stress and cause more inflammation and cause more weight gain. So you see, you've got to pick one lifestyle change that'll make the biggest difference and start there.
Well, I love what you said.
So, yes. So I say, figure out what the numbers are. So that's why I said, go get your blood work done, hopefully by a naturopathic physician or a really good holistic MD, just so you know where the numbers are. And if your doctor looks at something and their first thing out of their mouth after they look at your blood work is, here's this drug you need, go to another doctor, get a second opinion. Because unless they're like, you're about to die and this drug intervention is temporary and is going to save your life, which I believe that drugs are good if it is for an infection that's out of control, the body can't handle, if it's for something that is like life-saving, right? But if it's, I just had an amazing email that made me cry from a listener who said, I've had health issues for years. I've been going to doctors. Finally, my MD diagnosed me with an autoimmune condition. And then the MD sent the drug rep to my house to proceed to educate me on the drug that I will be on for the rest of my life. And she's in her early 30s. She had just found my podcast on iTunes. And she kicked the drug rep out of her house. I didn't even know that drug reps could be sent to someone's house.
Of course.
But she said that now she's, because of my podcast, she's now working with a naturopathic physician. She's changed her diet. She's getting better. She's getting her health back. And I was bawling. I was just crying because knowing that what I'm doing is changing people's lives. And I get emails like that every day. And so know where you are. Know where your numbers are. Just like in business, do that with your health. Without beating yourself up, and then make the most important changes that will make the biggest difference. So like in business, the two things you want to do are decrease overhead, right?
That's
and
right.
Increase sales. Those are the two things. So if it's if you have
expensive
traffic coming to your site, you want to increase conversion, right?
That's right.
So you want to optimize your site, decrease conversion. With your health, you want to look at what are the things I can do right now, starting today, that are going to make the biggest difference. So that's why I chose sleep. And this is going to be the things you already know what to do.
Sure.
But just because we know what to do doesn't
mean anybody can
do
it right now. There's really, we can
right.
get those things done immediately.
Right. So drink more water is the next one. And I know everyone knows to drink more water, but we don't do it, right? I got a big thing of water right here. I live on a beautiful 5 acres just outside of Seattle, and we have a well.
Beautiful.
So I have the most delicious water from 400 feet into the ground. But if you don't have a well, get a great like reverse osmosis or Kangen, or get some kind of filter. Try not to buy bottled water that's from plastic bottles. Try not to use plastic because they leach bisphenol A, which BPA actually will make men grow man boobs and will cause women to gain weight as well. So it's not a good chemical, but the plastic will leach into your water. Also, don't cook with plastic. So don't, you know, put food in a plastic container and put it in the microwave. I know that seems kind of obvious, but use plastic as little as possible because of the bisphenol A.
The chemicals. Well, that last tip is something that anybody can do too, but people don't really know about that. Ashley James, if you want to learn more tips, more valuable health advice, and we've had over 300,000 views in a month on YouTube. We talk about forgiveness and loving ourselves a lot and how it correlates into being healthy and happy. And Ashley has the number one health podcast on iTunes called Learn True Health, and you can find that at the podcast button, the little app, and also at learntruehealth.com. But definitely go to iTunes and subscribe. It actually helps her. And you can find, this is only the very beginning. Ashley helps so many people. She interviews the best people. And I encourage people to be open-minded and to look at Western medicine and also Qigong, Reiki, Kundalini Yoga, all of those things. And Ashley, I want to thank you for being on Believe. Our website, again, is believe.love. Our iTunes is believeitunes.com. And, of course, youtube.com/believe loves you. Ashley James, it's been a real pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much.
It's been wonderful. Thank you.